This is happiness, to be everything at once. Be unblinded, be unlearned, be unbridled and unburned.
Hey everyone, welcome back to a brand new episode of Mood Prep. I hope you guys have enjoyed the last two episodes going into two of the six human needs. Today we're going to sort of extend on that. Well, clearly we're going to extend on that. We've only gone through two. So as you've gone and recognized if you've listened to the two prior to this podcast, you would have seen that certainty and uncertainty, or certainty and variety, are both really important needs for us to be able to obtain, to feel safe, but also to have some sort of adventure. If everything's certain, then you know, we're living a boring life. The question is, are you really living? But if nothing's certain, then we live a very chaotic life and are completely under stress. So it's the balance of both. And I think that's where we look at the yin yang. It's where we look at chaos and order that I talk about a lot. And our ability to be able to continually establish some sort of certainty and order within our life whilst still being open to questions that will help improve our quality of life. So chaos and order, certainty, uncertainty, first two human needs. The third of the six, what is the third? It is significance. Now, our need to feel significant is actually very, very, very interesting. You can almost start it from that as an absolute baby, child, right? And to feel significant in a relationship, in a family situation, at school. And I think more recently we've taken this into a dangerous look, dangerous account, when we go, everyone should feel good, everyone should feel significant. You know, it's bad if you don't feel good. And it's like, whoa, hang on a sec. You know, we can't give everyone trophies, because then really no one gets trophies, right? If everything is good, then nothing is good. If everyone gets attention, then no one gets attention. So the importance of actually receiving significance also comes down to us, ourselves, understanding our role within our family group, within our business group, our community, and actually what is significant, right? And this is where it's important to not just give praise for the sake of giving praise, to be the nice person that gives praise. It's really ensuring that we ourselves understand what a good standard is to meet and how we can contribute to feel significant. A lot of the times, people can often sit back and want to feel significant without doing anything. It's like people go, if you pay me more, then I'll do more. It's like, nah, it's not how the world works, man. Nah, if you want to get paid more, you have to do more than what you get paid for. And I'm not saying that from like a work for the man. It's like in any enterprise, in life ever, it's like nobody gets paid and then they do more work. If you want to get paid more, do more than what you get paid for. Not only in turn later on will you get paid more, but you also get more experience. You also understand you play way more games. You have way more failures. You understand way more what works and really what doesn't. And so the beauty of all of that is the ability to go and actually be someone who can be significant, as opposed to just being someone who is desiring significance. Because the interesting thing about all of these needs, let alone this one especially, but all of them, is that we're not always seeking certainty, uncertainty, significance, and the rest of them in a positive light. As long as we're actually achieving significance, then nothing else matters. As long as we're achieving certainty, as long as we're achieving uncertainty and variety, the way that we get there is not as important to our need as the need itself. So what I mean by that is, like, let's go back to certainty for a second. You can achieve certainty by knowing that if you are drinking the same alcoholic beverage, you're certain what's going to happen. You're certain that you're going to chill out on the couch and drink, and then that you're going to have a sensation from that. And you're also, which also ticks the second one, you're also uncertain of how, you know, you're certain you're going to get a response from your spouse, but you're uncertain what that fight's going to unravel into. And there's your excitement, right? And so this is what's really interesting, is this certainty and uncertainty in an unhealthy example. And that's exactly what that is. And the same is said for significance, right? If I don't get attention, well, wait till I do something really bad and get, you know, notoriety or, you know, become infamous, and that's a far darker, you know, door to open. But what we're getting at with that is we can feel significance by, you see it in kids, by playing up at school. They're playing up just to get some sort of attention, probably because they're not getting it at home. Like, there's always reasons for this. If they're not getting attention, right, we inherently desire love from our mother, and we desire approval from our father. And if we do not get that attention, if we do not get that approval, significance, you know, leadership, and it can be from a mother. I'm not saying it has to be from a father specifically. What I'm getting at is that if we're not getting that at home, then you damn well expect I'm going to act out afterwards, right? And the same thing, that's where one of the reasons why, if you are quiet about the desires you have in your relationship, where that leads to, if you're not talking to your partner about it because you don't want to hurt their feelings, you still have that need and that desire within you. You will subconsciously look for it. Maybe you'll see it, you'll subconsciously do it by flirting without really, really consciously realizing, but subconsciously you know what's going on. And where would that flirting lead to? You know, not maybe not in the next 12 months, but maybe in 15 years. Like, this is why the honesty is something that I just bang on about so much. It's like, speak forward your truth, move towards things that are difficult. The more difficult conversations you have, the less difficult conversations you have. On the flip of that, make sure that your partner feels significant. Say to them, ask them questions. What can I do better to make you know that you're really important to me? Read the 5 love languages, right? Which is quality time, acts of service, words of affirmation, physical touch, and gifts. And see which one they're predominantly, as by Gary Chapman, if you're interested. Now, this is useful within a working relationship as well, and a friendship relationship, and understanding how people communicate. It's like, that way you can show to them that you mean something. And a lot of people will just show love how they receive it. And that's where it gets really dangerous, because some people really want to spend time with you, but you just, you know, maybe that's not one of your languages. And because of that, they don't feel significant to you anymore. Be like, I talk to you all the time. They're like, yeah, but we never spend time together. It's like, I don't have time to spend time with everyone. I can't just spend time with everyone. But it's like, to that individual, if you love them, if you value them, then go out of your way to speak their language. And that's how you have a friendship, not just because, you know, you should just deal with who I am. I'm like, that's fucking lazy. That's really lazy. That's the world adapting to you, and that's not how it works. You must adapt to the world. And so the need to feel significant goes on both sides of going, how do I feel significant? Can I tell my people around me what are the things that they do that makes me feel significant to them? And also, what are the things that I can do as an individual to be significant in our relationship, to be significant at work, right? That's the valuable, powerful question. And the last thing I'm going to do is leave you with a little bit of a warning, is that if you know you're avoiding conversations about what's important to you to make you feel significant or to someone else, stop. Stop avoiding it. Because by avoiding it, all you're doing is putting off. And the longer you put it off, the bigger the dragon gets. The bigger the dragon gets, the uglier it gets. And it's not nice in 10 years' time. That's a big fucking dragon. So go towards those difficult conversations and have them. Significance is really important, and it's important that we learn how to be able to feel significant. It's also our responsibility, 100% our responsibility. All right, team, thank you very much. If you know, I always say 3, I like the number 3. 3 people that you think would benefit from this podcast, it would mean a lot to me, hopefully to them, if you share that with them and tell them that, they're significant to you. Otherwise, until tomorrow, where the next need comes into play, as always, peace and pizza, kick today in the dick, and slay the dragon. To be everything at once, be unblinded, be unlearned, be unbridled and unburned.